again now. Janet, you just told me that you were part of the Abra family.
Yes.
They were a very large family here.
Yeah.
Wheelwrights, were
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And they lived across...
No, they didn't, no. Years ago, my granddad lived in the cottages that I was brought up in, but he didn't own them then.
Yeah.
And my uncle Alfred, that's his brother, lived at Drayton Mill.
Yes.
With his sister, Auntie Nell, Nellie Ava.
Yeah.
And there was another brother called Harry, but he was nothing to do with the wheel writing, nothing at all. And over the years, Auntie Nell hurt her leg, and she had to have her leg off. Yeah. And she became bedridden from then on, because she had the most hideous wooden leg and she couldn't wear it. And Uncle Alfred and my granddad were the wheelwrights. They did all the carts.
Yes.
And wheels.
And where did this take place?
Uncle Alfred was down at Drayton Mill.
At the mill itself.
Yeah. And granddad was up where the spa shop is. That all belonged to my granddad.
Down
where the shop is now.
Oh, where? Yes, yes, yes.
And it went on for years, and they had the most wonderful machinery. I love it. It great big belts going round and sawing the...
You got pictures of those?
No, I haven't. Only memories.
Anyway.
I've got a picture.
Have you any pictures of those, Leo?
I've got a picture of Drayton Mill.
They also owned the two brothers, well, unless it was just Dick, Janet's grandfather, owned the field where the present vicarage is.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's where they kept
That was their meadow. And somehow or other, somebody got put... they were stupid in them days. Somebody offered them... somebody offered Uncle Alfred £800. And now he put £80 down.
Yeah.
And before he knew it, he'd sold Drayton Mill. It's a lot, really.
Who did he sell Drayton Mill to?
I don't know. Not in the very first instance.
Right, and what year are you talking about?
Well, I would have been 8 something.
Oh, in the 1930s.
Yeah, because we had a horse and cart, and we used to go up and down Drayton on the horse and cart, see Auntie Nellie and everything, and she was quite a character because everybody used to go down. And there used to be chickens in the house, cats, and well, it was a tip.
Yeah.
And they used to drink the river water. That's it.
No,
no
pipe
sewerage.
Water there. That's
no sewerage or anything. Mm. And but it was lovely.
Now, Neil,
she was an ardent animal lover, and she had quite a number of cats.
Yes, she did. Cats and chickens.
I think it was Dick Lanham and myself at the same age, and we were friends.
Dick Lanham used to live and work at Ripplington.
Ripplington, his father worked for one of the Wrens.
For the Wrens in those days, that's right.
Yeah, and we had. We sort of used to go around together and mainly go down there to play in one of Wren's fields. And he came out one day, Arthur Wren, wasn't it, Ripplington?
Arthur was, yes, right, Arthur.
Yeah. Came out and find us, caught us herding his young heifers up into the sort of corner of the field, you see. just for devilment, a bit of fun. So he sort of shooed us off from that. And we had sort of nothing to preoccupy our time, so we actually then went
Dennis,
round to Nelly's.
No,
I don't think much.
Went round to Nelly's.
I don't know what that. I'll put yours up there, Janet.
We went round to Nelly's, you see, at the mill, in the house there, and we had the habit of calling on her quite frequently because she always had seemed to have a bag of sweets there, give us a couple each. But this particular day, we went round to ask her if we could borrow one of her cats. And she said, "What do you want it for?" And we said, "Well, we want to go ferreting, because the rabbit's about then." And no, 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 Maria.
Maria.
And she hit them because we wanted to use the cat as a ferret, because we didn't have a ferret. And she sort of hit the roof. And I think it was about 4 or 5 weeks before we got another sweet. But she's a dear old girl.
Now, tell me, do either of you remember Laurie Smith?
Smith, yep.
Did you ever have any dealings with Laurie?
Yeah, I was friends with him.
Friends with him?
Yes. So was
tell
my husband.
Tell me, you know that I took interest in Laurie and went down to the...
We came down that evening. Yeah.
You came down to meet him that evening, that's right. Yes, but just let me have a recording of what you remember of Laurie.
Pardon?
Let me just have a recording.
Oh, yeah.
Just tell me something a little bit about what you remember about Laurie Smith.
Well, my mother used to push him in his pram. That's how long we've known him.
Yeah.
Well, I've known him all the time he's been growing up.
Yeah.
And since, you know. And then he went off wandering, didn't he? Dartmoor. Was it Dartmoor?
Bodmin Moor. Bodmin Moor, yes. It's a lovely place. You go there.
And he and I used to write up until he became ill.
Yes.
He's still alive though, is he?
No, he died.
No, he died.
Oh. How old would he have been when he died then?
He
could have been all that old, could he?
Old.
No, not
older than I think. I can't remember. I have to read the book because, as Janet knows, we had an evening when the gentleman from Birmingham came.
Well, he went to Bodmin Moor, didn't he? And he was he left Eastmere and he went to Bodmin Moor and he met he met a woman and she took him in to do odd jobs. She had a lovely cottage there.
He actually went there to start with.
Yeah.
But came out that evening, we came down to you to get a drink of water.
And he wanted a drink of water and he fell asleep on the hearth of the knocked on the door and nobody didn't say tired. He'd just been walking all down the main road, the A30 road there, and he found his place and he fell asleep, and that's how the story started.
She took him in.
Oh, yes,
and apparently she was a relation to somebody high up in London.
Oh, yeah.
Was it an archbishop or something? He used to do his leather work, didn't he?
That's right.
Oh, I knew him,
Well, Neil's got a gun belt upstairs that Laurie made.